Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the conference call of the Sanborns Group to discuss the results of the first quarter of 2019. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this call is being recorded, and in this moment, all the participants are on mute. The information discussed today may include expectations of the company in regards to the financial and operating performance. All projections are subject to risks and uncertainties, and the actual results may differ materially from the current expectations due to external or internal factors. Please consider that today's conference will be held in Spanish with simultaneous translation into English, and later we will have a Q&A session. With us today, we have the following individuals: Mr. Mario Bermudez, Chief Financial Officer of Grupo Sanborns, and of Investor Relations, Angelica Pina. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Angelica Pina. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. As of the first quarter of the year, we are reporting the financial statements 2019 and 2018 comparable, including the application of IFRS 16 using the retrospective method. The total consolidated sales of the Sanborns Group increased 0.8%, with a total of 11.4 million pesos. The total sales due to formats were 1.8%, -0.8% in Sanborns, -0.7% in music promotions, and 4.6% in others. The gross margin remained at 39.4% of sales. Operating income decreased 14.3% with a margin of 7.5%, while EBITDA decreased 5.2% with a margin of 12.1%. Both results are explained by an increase in operating expenses due to higher provisions and uncollectible credit accounts, increases in electricity rates, and higher wages and salaries. The comprehensive cost of financing was higher due to the effects of the exchange rate in the previous year derived from IFRS 16. Due to lower operating results, net income decreased 27.1%, totaling 535 million pesos. The number of new cardholders was 224,000 year against year. The loan portfolio totaled 11.7 billion pesos, with an increase in credit income of 7.2%. The percentage of uncollectible accounts was 4.2%, decreasing compared to 4.5% in the previous year. We continue to improve the collection indicators. The bank debt was 100 million pesos, and the amount of cash and short-term investments totaled 860 million pesos, decreasing 65.3% with respect to the end of December 2018. Due to the payment of suppliers and the opening of stores during the same period. Regarding openings of new stores, during the first quarter of the year, 9 iShop stores were opened. At the end of March, we closed with 1,235,000 square meters of retail space. The estimated CAPEX for 2019 is 2,810 million pesos, focusing on the efficiency of spaces in the various renovations and expansions. With this, I conclude my general comments. Now we can proceed to the Q&A session. Thank you. Starting now, we will begin the Q&A session. First, we'll begin with the questions in English, with Spanish, and then we will take questions from the English session. Right now, if you would like to ask a question, press asterisk, then number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw from the waiting list, press numeral. If you have questions, remember, press asterisk 1. Once again, if there are any questions, please press asterisk 1. The first question is from Miguel Ulloa. from BBVA. Good morning. My question is related with imports of clothing. Has there been a change in the authorities in regards to the import process, or has there been a problem with the flow of the imports? Miguel, good morning. In regards to imports of clothing, we have not had any problems or any impact in any aspect whatsoever. I see. So the weakness of the top line is attributed to what? Basically what happened in the first quarter is that we have promoted less in the point of sales. There's also an impact from gasoline in the month of January. There's also an impact that last month in Easter, we had an impact from that. And those will be the factors contributing to the top line. And why are we promoting less? As you can see in the numbers, we are maintaining the margins, the gross margin, and we expect that in the coming months, we should have a growth in the market, or we should have growth in the market. I see. Last question. Reduction in inventory will be sustainable? Will you recover this financing? We're going to recover the financing. We're being very selective in purchasing what we truly are able to sell. We expect to correct this in the next 3 to 4 months. Thank you, Mario. Thank you. The next question is from Mr. Antonio Hernandez from Barclay. Hello. Thank you for this conference call. My question is, if you could repeat the data of the breakdown. Thank you. Hello, Antonio. Consolidated total sales went up 0.8%. First, I'm going to give you total. Consolidated was 0.8%, in which Sayers went up 0.8%. Sanborns stayed at 0.8%. Music promotions, minus 0.7%. And others, 4.6%. Others includes Zags, Saks, Sixth Avenue, and e-commerce. We see better total sales compared to non-comparable stores, which were the new stores we opened up. In regards to the consolidated sales, they were minus 2.2%. Sanborns was minus 0.7%. Music promotions, minus 5.1%. Another question. What expectations do you have in Promusa for the year? In Promusa, Antonio, we expect to promote more. The explanation for the decrease was less promotion in Apple computers and a bit less in telephony. But I believe that starting in May, we will have more promotions which will increase sales. Okay, thank you. Once again, if there are any questions, press *1 on your keypad. In this moment, we do not have more or any more questions. Now we will continue with the questions in English. Please take into account there can be a brief delay for your question to be answered due to the interpretation. In this moment, if you wish to ask a question, press asterisk and then number 1 on your keypad. There are no more questions right now. I'm going to return the call over to Ms. Angelica Pena for the closing remarks. Thank you for connecting and for your interest in the Sanborns Group conference call. If you have any additional questions, you may call us or send us an email. We expect to speak with you once again. Have a great weekend. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for participating. This conference call has concluded. You may now disconnect.